This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. As the end of the game, we kept the League Cup. Final score, Brentford 1. Brentford 0, Arsenal 1. I was hoping it was Brentford 1, Arsenal 0, but it wasn't. And to be fair, it gets a bit of a game of two halves. And Brentford can consider them lucky not to get anything out of that game, I have to say. First half, we thought, we're not sure about this game. But then they just stepped it up in the second half, like, you know, which is all good. What a disappointing result. I'm looking around. Oh, no. What a disappointing result.
Yeah, it was a really, really excellent second half performance, I thought, in the end. You know, when we saw the teams and when we saw it was Arsenal, well, we feared the worst after sort of Saturday when we spluttered and we didn't really do ourselves justice. And then, but we did tonight. You know, Zanka gave away a really, really poor back pass. Fleckham really didn't get a chance, so a goal down really early on. But we got through to half time. We had a decent couple of chances. They could have increased the lead. But the second half, I thought we were excellent. We really deserved at least one goal. And you know, in the end, you know, when all the substitutes come in on the end, it was like literally the Battle of the Alamo. We literally chucked everything at them. And Ramsdale, who is a shit Davaraya, he got lucky. Wiesa one come off the post. We deserve to take that to penalties, I think.
Deserve to take it to penalties. Like I said, slight disappointment, but not disappointment, because I think after the Everton game, I felt a sense of relief from Brentford fans as well, because, you know, people get really despondent after one game sometimes. They think, oh no, the ship's sinking, it's all over. But the thing is, we came back here. And especially in the second half as well, we brought Jensen on, who's our main man. And all of a sudden, everything flipped up. Hit the crossbar, you know, hit the post. We 100% deserve to get something out of that game. And I think Arsenal were reeling a little bit. I don't think they were expecting that.
I think second half, we were absolutely superb, to be honest. Scared the shit out of Arsenal. You think about how many blocks they've had to make on the line. At least four or five sort of blocks that would have been goals otherwise. You've got the lad, the number 15, who should have been given a yellow at least for the shove into the hoardings. You know, he's made a great block. I couldn't be prouder. I came into this game thinking we'd get our arse handed to us. But second half, first half wasn't great, but second half we were back playing fearless football again, giving it a right good go. And do you know what? If Brentford fans see the team giving it a right good go, they've got no problem with that at all.
No, As I said, the team's coming around again. As per usual, win or lose, giving the round of applause to the fans. The fans are giving the round of applause to them as well. It's good to see this again. I get a little bit nervous when it comes to cup games because it's a bit of a, I think the best way to describe it is a transient crowd. A lot of faces here in the West End that we don't normally see, which is fair enough. It's good to get people sort of kind of a bit of a turnaround on fans coming inside here as well. But to be fair, they've got right behind their team today. They've got behind them. They've given them some good support, good clapping, good singing, good everything. Good singing today. The singing was good. The Arsenal fans were singing, you know, we can't hear you and all that nonsense. But to be fair, they were singing 1-0 to the Arsenal, and that's about all that we heard from them and that end there as well.
Super.
Results wasn't quite what we wanted there, was it?
No, it wasn't. Second half, 10 minutes of hope with Godos and Jensen coming on. Could have been a couple of goals there, but that shouldn't hide of the poor performance we had. I know we got injured players and everything like that, and I just think Thomas needs to just have a rethink of strategy with the players available. Forget the ones that are injured, look at the players we have, and maybe a rethink in strategy on how we're placing them in positions and all that. Two back-to-back poor performances. Yes, it happens, and we can only just dust ourselves down, pick ourselves up again and move on.
So you weren't happy with that performance?
Not really, no. Well, no, first half was really bad, but second half we did come back a little bit, yeah, you know, with the substitutes, but still there were moments that were reflective of what happened at Everton on Saturday.
It's interesting, again, different, again, everyone sees things differently, yeah. As well, you know, I mean, from my point of view, I almost think, and I can't think to Thomas Frank, that he wanted to hold Arsenal. We went really conservative in the first half. We let in a stupid goal, so we were 1-0 down, but he was hoping we were going to go in 0-0 at half-time and then, you know, bring on Jensen on 70 minutes as he does. Yeah. But I thought we were, when Jensen came on, I thought we were wicked.
Well, that's what I said. You know, 10 minutes, right, it really gave us hope. And Godos could have had a goal straight away, you know, apart from the block. But even though that hope that was there, it just slowly started to wither away. And we just went back to what happened in the game and a half before that. So... But I think there is still hope, you know, that these players that are available to us can do something. But just a little bit of rethink, you know, on a bit of plan and strategy, you know.
You bees.
Come on, you bees. Even I'm stuttering now.
All right, go on.
Disappointing result. Some people, interesting, saw the game as a downer. But other people actually looked at it as a big bonus, especially after that Everton game.
Yeah, it's promising. And I think definitely after the Everton game, we were abject, so poor. And it was a completely different... Just needs a bit more accuracy. But Godos, I like the way Godos comes on and just is not afraid to take a shot. And it kind of rubs off on the others, because after not wanting to take a shot in the first half, they seem to all line up to do it. Maybe taking his lead, I don't know. But I thought it was more positive, and I'm more positive about Sunday now. It was definitely, yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
and Arsenal, I mean, Arsenal came here today. I mean, I'm not quite sure. Obviously, they wanted to get the win. Started off, you know, like I said to you, brightly in that first half, and I think they probably thought it was going to be a bit of a stroll, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did. I don't think they were expecting it. But, you know, to be honest, I don't mind losing that. I mean, I do, but I don't mind in the sense that it's better for us in the long term with all these injuries. Maybe a cup run's not such a great idea when we got so many players out. I don't know, maybe people will disagree with me, but I was worried. I must admit, I was worried when Jensen came on, but he did change the game because he was a creative influence. So, you know, it's swings and roundabouts, isn't it? So, yeah. I mean, it was good. It was more positive from that.
Arsenal fan, we found an Arsenal fan in the house here today. Come down to New Griffin Park. You got a 1-0 win, but I'm going to say this straight. I think you got away with one there.
100%. It was all Brentford second half. Just under pressure. I mean, watching the ball hit the post. Just I thought one of them was going in. And I was sure that was it. If one had gone in, we lost that game. It was all right. But it was first half was ours. Second half was definitely the bees. And I don't think it was a fair result, to be honest. I think maybe a 2-1 bees. Then that's it. I think, yeah.
And for Arsenal, I mean, you know, Arsenal perspective, you know, you've seen Arsenal watch their games this season. They've been getting the results, but some people have been saying that Arsenal, haven't been playing that well as such as well as they could be playing. The fact that you're getting the results is a good thing. As people say, if you're playing badly, or not badly, but not playing as well as you could do, you're still getting the results, that's a good thing. Does it concern you today that you saw today that the Bees, which was with our kind of sort of like a B plus side as well, it's not like an A team. We had Jensen, who's one of our top players. We didn't bring him on until the 70th minute, you know what I'm saying? And but the team like Brentford's going out there and they're pushing you right to the limit.
Well, it concerns me because this is Brentford B against Arsenal B, and Arsenal B is not Arsenal B. You've got Kai Havertz on there, cost 65 million. You've got Smith Rowe, supposed to be the next, the future, whatever it is. We haven't started well. And I know it sounds really pessimistic, but we haven't. We've just been lucky so far. We've got away with it. The engine ain't started yet. But still, with the team we put out, we should be doing better than that. And those are the players that are supposed to be breaking into the team. Reece Nelson, these sort of people. Disappointing. And I think the Bs, as I say, the Bs B team was better than our B team, which let's call it an A plus team against the Bs B team.
It's probably a B plus or an A minus team for us as well. You know, we had a few players in there swapping positions. We've got a few injuries out there as well. You know, Rico Henry's out, so we're trying to make do with the players that we've got. And also, we're stretched because we haven't got the biggest squad in the world, and it shows us that we're stretched. And I think for Brentford fans, they're probably quite buoyed by the fact that we didn't have another Everton performance. We actually looked all right after there. We actually took, you know, Arsenal to the very final minutes of that game as well. We didn't get the result we wanted to, and we're thinking hopefully if we go to Forest on Sunday, actually we'll actually be able to give them a bit of a match, because after last Saturday we ain't giving no one a match. We've got another Arsenal man in the house here today, and again, you're not coming out of this ground bouncing thinking yeah we're going to win the cup after that performance, are you?
No, you're right. I think it was one of those ones where I think you put it quite well. We maybe potentially could have got away with one, I think. I think neither team really got...
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Into the groove in the first half, but you could notice about 5 minutes into the second half when that stadium woke up and when Brentford really got into gear and the crowd was singing and you were putting real pressure on us. And for a lot of it, I mean, we couldn't really deal with it. We got away with it. I mean, the ball hit the post, the ball hit the bar. We had a sliding goal line clearance. It's just one of those where, yeah, I'm not bouncing with joy, because we definitely can do better, especially with the talent which we had on the pitch. And even then, towards the end, having to bring on big guns, bringing on Odegaard, bringing on Jesus, bringing on Zinchenko, and still not really having too much else to show for it. So we'll take a win, but it's not, not over the moon.
No, it's not over the moon. I'm going to ask a question. Obviously, in goal, second half, we had a Ramsdale down our end. And I've just got to ask a question. Is he a shit David Raya?
Well, if you look at the last 4 weeks, maybe you could say that. But no, I know Ramsdale's smiling today. He was smiling to the crowd, so he'll take it.
He'll take it. I mean, Arsenal, again, listen, you've got us a long, 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 long season ahead of you now. What are your thoughts? Because, you know, you last season, you kind of felt you just faded out the back end, but you're thinking, listen, we're going to come back this season, we're going to come back strong. But really, looking at these games here and looking at the Brentford game, what are you thinking?
Well, it worries me slightly, because the problem for us at the end of last season was that you could see we sort of struggled when we lost one or two key players. And then the team we've got out there today, in many ways, is the same kind of team we'd put up when we lose one or two key players this year. And it just didn't look like they gel. And it don't look like they know how to play together. It's early in the season. Maybe things will happen. But I think we still maybe are lacking that little bit of depth, that little bit of backup, which can really bring us results when it's really tight, when you've got like 3 games a week, when you've got Cup, when you've got Champions League, when you've got the league really at crunch time. So I think we'll still do well. But there's so many other teams out there which are really strong at the moment. Man City are really strong. Liverpool are quietly going under the radar. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. There's a long way to go.
And Brentford, just quickly, finally, Brentford minus Ivan Toney, minus Rico Henry. But we're still doing things up there. Your thoughts on Brentford and Brentford this season, from what you've seen before this now and also seeing them tonight playing against your team?
From what I've seen before this game, I've been thinking that Brentford have got more to give. From what I've seen from the second half of this game, I think we got a glimpse of what that could be. I mean, they were all over Arsenal and really gave us a lot to sort of question and, well, really woke us up. And I think that if Brentford continue playing like that, when you've got less of a B-plus team, let's say, when you've got your strongest, but you're creating chances as you are, you're bringing the intensity up and most importantly keeping the crowd going, you could definitely get results. And of course, you've got Nottingham Forest on the weekend, and I think watching that second half from you, if you now go to Forest and don't come away with a real result, I think you do have a right to be disappointed, because I think you've got the talent on the pitch to do it.
So back in the Globe, we're so he's a little bit muted, but saying that, and there are positivities, isn't there?
There are positivities, because after such a poor performance on Saturday and an opening half hour to forget today, they finally started and remembered how to play. Even though the squad is so wafer thin, it could easily escape a Monty Python sketch, they started to work out how to play with each other. There were a few missed opportunities in that second half, one in the first half in particular from, was it Wiese?
Yeah.
And Brian sliced that shot late on, which went out to the corner flag, which is ridiculous. But there's no other real tests on Ramsdale. But the overall performance was so much better in that second half. They started to play. They looked more positive. They realised that they've got to start working together. I still don't understand why Frank the Tank got a new four-year contract in August. For me, I'm going to say it. I'll go on the record. Frank the Septic Tank. Because it's just not good enough. He's not good enough. He should have gone to Middlesbrough last season, and that's fine. But at the moment, we need him. We need him. We need the numbers. Physically, we need the numbers. But we are going to have to invest in January. Even though we'll have players coming back, we will need to invest in January. If it wasn't for Luton and Sheffield United, we'd be in trouble this season.
Oh, hold on a second. So you think we're a bottom three team?
No. I think the way we've been playing the past couple of weeks, we had the potential to fall into a slide and end up in a relegation battle. Not necessarily finish the bottom three by a long shot, but because there are now two teams that are so poor and below average than everybody else, there's one place to go, which I suspect will be Wolves, possibly even Everton, and I don't want to be anywhere near that. But if we do not get reinforcements in January, we are in trouble.
But listen, we didn't win today, but it was a very positive day.
Yes, let's end on a positive. Much improved. I was very excited when Flecken came up for a corner. towards the end, I was hoping he was going to get one over, just to laugh at Ramsdale even further, who is Arsenal's number two.
He is Arsenal's number two. And this is not the number two, this is the number one podcast for Brentford. This is not a Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us. Also, buy us a beer, bsortier.com/beer. We didn't win this game. We didn't win the game before that. I mean, I don't know. It was the last time we won a game. It doesn't really matter because we're playing Forest on Sunday. Don't forget to check us out. We're all going up to Forest. We'll have a post-match podcast, Pride of West London. I'm going to have a drink in a minute as well. But like I said to you, we didn't win that game. It doesn't really matter because we are bees. We still support our club. The support was great today. We're going to have more supporters.
Come on, you bees.
See off the arse, you bees.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Talk Sport Fan Network.
Talk Sport, powered by fans.